Welcome, welcome, welcome to the 71st installment of The Bobby Kuto Show. I am your host, Bobby Kuto, and want to say thank you for joining me today. I want to talk about a couple of things. Very important to reach out. I want to say hello to the fans of the show. It's been a long 7 months. We haven't been together. I have been growing in those 7 months. I have learned a lot about myself in these last 7 months. It was an amazing summer. Now I look forward to the spring. You know, spring is right around the corner. And with spring comes new growth and new beginnings. With that said, I'm looking forward to bringing the podcast back and updating a couple things. You know, I always know that the message was always positive and clear on the show. I strive to do that. I thought that always, you know, delivering a positive message to the audience would drive success and motivation. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, sometimes you got to hear the good and the bad. And sometimes you got to hear things about yourself that you might not want to hear. And I think coming to realizations with some of those things is really important, not only for us as individuals, as males, as men, or as women, or spouses, where we have to, you know, find a common balance between men and women. And I think right now in a society where things aren't exactly how they used to be, you know what I mean? I think the unity of marriage, you know, the commitment of marriage, the truth of marriage, I think it's dead. I hate to say that out loud, and to all of you who are out there and, you know, who are currently happily married and enjoying that life, look, you have to come to the realization that potentially that's not forever. You know, I think a lot of us take it for granted. We find someone who's willing to put up with our bullshit, and then someone that we're willing to put up with their bullshit, and somehow enjoy a life together. And I think that's a beautiful thing, and I think that's something that is important to everyone. But also keep in mind that complacency will cause you or cost you everything. And I can say this, from personal experience. And I can also advise to you that, in these 7 months that it's been, I have been literally information dumping. I have just committed to one thing. I think when you have a mass catastrophe in your life, you have to pivot. I think pivoting and realizing that no one is coming for you. Like, you have to, the only way for you to enjoy your life and be successful in your life and really wholeheartedly appreciate the air you breathe is to know that you are truly free. And to be truly free, that means that you're free of the worries. You know, we as humans, we are slaves to our brains. I think we lose sight that our brain is a survival organ. That's what it's designed to do. Your brain, we are complex individuals, yes, but we are emotional and we're still creatures and we still have some embedded instincts. And one of those instincts is our brain. You know, anxiety, the sensation of anxiety, could to some point be debilitating to some people. That's all created in the mind. The mind creates that. That's not a food you're eating. That's not something you're drinking. That has nothing to do with drugs. It has nothing to do with, it literally is your brain. Your brain is creating anxiety so that your body is scared, right? It's to protect itself, to don't put yourself in harm's way. So I think, the show, kind of back to what we're talking about here, the direction of the show, I think is really going to be that. I want to bring realization to the audience. I want you to realize that, listen, let me just stop right here. I just had a realization. I struggled for a while. I forget what episode it was, probably in the 60s, maybe 50s. I struggled with imposter syndrome. You know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because to me, the show in my message was about, like, almost, I hate this, just, like, finance, you know what I mean? Like, it was about money. It was about, if you got money, if you worked hard, you could be happy, And I think, truly and honestly, I think, I could never deliver that. I'm not a billionaire. I strive to be, but I'm not a billionaire. And so for me to provide that kind of information to you, it really was, from the heart one, because I know that if you work hard, great things come from that. You know, being in stressful situations creates success. I understand that. But, you know, outside of that, I'm not an entrepreneur. Like I'm not Andy Frisella. You know what I mean? I'm not somebody who's, you know, got multiple companies, and like, I don't have that. So I could never offer you that advice. Right. And so that's where I struggled with that whole imposter syndrome thing. With that said, you know, that now, the point I'm trying to make is now the show, the information I want to provide to you, I can provide to you knowing and feeling that it's something that I experienced. It's something that I know for fact, you know, without question, that I've experienced this. And, you know, these were the challenges that I was willing to face. And this is the success that came from those challenges. And, you know, look, here are the challenges that I faced, and these are the ones that I lost, you know. And then I think that's something that's very important that we need to discuss. And that's what I'm going to do. And that's what I want the show to be. And the show is going to take all forms. You know, I want you to know that this is not a male man podcast. This is a human podcast. So, you know, for the ladies out there who are listening, you know, I appreciate you, one, but two, understanding that, you know, the information that I want to share with you all is helpful to both sides. It's not, you know, it doesn't hurt. You know, the smart woman, the intelligent woman, knows her enemy, you know, and understanding that, you know, how men think and how men work. You know, I've always said it, you know, women insist that men, you know, meet a certain expectation because it's the way that they think, you know. But what women don't understand is that men don't think the way women do. You know, we think differently. Men tend to live more in the present, where women tend to live everywhere. You know, like a fishbowl of ideas just floating around, and at any moment, you know, a woman will pick that idea and try to discuss it with the man and the male, and it's just and the male's almost like taken off guard. Like, is this a quiz? Like, what's going on here? Like, I don't know what you're talking about, right? So these, like, I don't want to get too far off, but these are the things that I want to discuss on the show. And I want to bring guests on the show. And I'm hoping, like, my hope in all this is that at some point, we can create a support group for us, you know, for people that, you know, might be experiencing situations where their life is experiencing like major extreme changes. I find that discussing this and talking with people that have experienced this makes it much easier because they understand. You know what I mean? I find myself spending time with people that are individuals, you know, who weren't individuals, and male and female, and it's a really great perspective. You know, I think the damned in all this is when we think that we are alone, that we think that there's no one out, like, this, I'm the only one going through this, and I'm the only one experiencing this, and I don't know what to do, and what did I do wrong, and like all those questions, you know. And again, this is the brain, right, guys? This is the brain, and this is the brain trying to save you. This is the brain trying to protect you from danger, right? Like, this is what you've experienced. It's different than what you know. You know, if we were back in the, you know, savannah, and there were saber-tooth tigers out there, like, we would have the same sensation. Like, I gotta hide. I don't want to get eaten by a saber-tooth tiger. Like, this is instinct. You know, these are things that are instinctual, and, you know, inherently, typically, we're compassionate. We're companions. We want to spend time with other people. You know, but what happens in life, I think, at this stage anyway, for me, is that you realize that, okay, well, when you are no longer living the same life that you were living when all of that changes, when things completely, like, we're talking drastic change, locations, and everything, you know, is different, and you know, people that you spoke to with, like, and interacted with every single day of your life are no longer, like, you're no longer interacting with those people. It's a humongous, like, impact, like, psychologically, and also physically, you know, because experiencing these things, I mean, like I said, the brain, once again, has that ability to do that. So, not to get too far off topic here, I really wanted to give everyone an idea of the show and where the show is going, and understand that, you know, we're going to have a great time. You know, they're going to be good times. They're going to be maybe some rough times, but I want you all to realize that these are things that you are not alone. And if you don't or haven't experienced anything like this, it's really great to have some insight. You know, I always say this, you know, it's, if you never buy your lady flowers, or if you never get your man flowers, at some point, right, they're going to be like, hey, How come you never get me flowers, right? Especially if they're at work and they're getting flowers. Right? At some point, like, you never want to ask for it, right? And you say, well, how come you never get me flowers? You know, like, I think when you do that, when that situation comes to fruition, it's damaging to the relationship. Because now moving forward, every time he or she gets you flowers, right, it's kind of like you asked for it. I want to share the things that I've learned and the amazing experiences that I've shared with amazing, wonderful people over these last 7 months. I understand now that I am an individual. You know, I never really saw myself as an individual, because I was always like, you know, for years, just always like the provider, you know what I mean? And then now just being Bobby, this is Bobby Kudo, you know, this is really me. This is the it doesn't matter, you know what I mean? Like, I've got nothing to lose. Like, this is the person, and I feel like I've been given a second chance. I feel like I've earned a second chance, and I feel like, and this will be the last time I ever use the word feel, by the way, I feel like I deserve a second chance. So with that said, it's going to be real. This is real stuff. This is, you know, I information dumped. I must have read, I don't know, 10 books, and countless audiobooks and podcasts. Between my work, it's all I've been doing, because it's as if someone's pulled the curtain around, and I can see, you know, I forget what episode it was. I remember, I can't see the forest through the trees, and now I'm far beyond that. Like, I'm out of the forest, I'm out of the trees, and I'm still working on myself. And that's the great thing about this, is that I'm still a work in progress. I'm still shaping the clay. I'm still figuring out what works for me. You know, for the first time in my life, I am alone. I live alone. I'm in my own apartment alone. I'm recording this podcast in my bedroom. So this is a very daunting experience for me. I'm quite proud of the journey. It's been somewhat of an amazing journey for me. I'm going to share all that with you. I'm going to try my best to get on a weekly schedule for the podcast. My commitment to you is that once I start, I don't want to stop. You know, I've already know that there's a couple of guests that I want to have on the show. There are people lined up. Like, people are reaching out and asking, saying, hey, when is it time? When is it going to happen? And I believe the time is now. I feel strong enough that I got fish. So, although the first batch of fish didn't make it, so I'm working on the second batch of fish. Now, long story, we'll save that for another episode. It's pretty wild, guys and ladies. It's pretty wild. It's going to be a crazy, crazy journey. I know, and like, I'm not fooling anybody. I know that I still have a long way to go. There's a lot of things that I still have to take care of in my life, like big things. But I am hopeful, and I really, really, really look forward to the future. I'm really looking forward to moving the needle, reaching out to some people who might really need some attention. You know, I think from being on the outside looking in, and then being on the inside looking out, it really changes your perspective about things. You really look at things differently. It's very easy to be driving by. Like I've mentioned this before, it's like driving by and seeing an accident and automatically, you know, thinking what might have happened, but you have no idea what actually happened. And we come up with our own stories, and we hear things, and, you know, I have friends and I know people, and people say things, and the truth of the matter is, really, nobody ever really knows the truth. And the truth lies somewhere in the middle, you know, and our truths are what we believe to ourselves. That's important to remember. You know, you're true to yourself. You know, what you believe is true is what you believe. We have to commit that you're going to keep fighting, that you're not going to give up. So, you know, and I know people who have kids, you know, and that's their motivation. You know, I got to do this for my kids. You know, but what happens when you don't, right? What happens when your kids are grown and they're living their own lives? Like, who are you doing it for? Are you still doing it for your kids? I mean, that's the truth that matters. You have to do it for yourself. Yeah, you can't do it for anybody else. You know, I'm fighting, and I want the best for me, and I want the best for the ones I love because I believe that I have a journey to tell. Like I have something. This isn't it. You know, I know that I'm here for a reason, and this is the reason. This is my calling. You know, I've always said this to you all, that if I could do this every day for the rest of my life, I would. I just never realized that I was really literally gonna become an expert, really understanding and concepting the energy around me. You know, we'll talk about all that. We'll talk about all that. I know a lot of you probably listening and go, wow, he's kind of, yeah, there's a lot. I mean, I'm got a list in front of me. I want to share it all with you, but we have to take it step by step. But in the meantime, understanding that, you know, until we meet again, you know, because I've got the show notes for the next episode where I think we hit the ground like at zero, you know, and we're gonna talk about the brain and the effects the brain has on you, on me. Like remember our perception. That's our perception that we perceive. Each one of us individually perceive everything differently. Nobody, we can almost think we understand each other, but we all experience things ourselves. And we got to talk about that. And we got to talk about being okay with that. That's pretty much it for this. I just wanted to, like I said, this was really more just me just coming out and saying hello, and I'm back testing out the new equipment. You know, I'm in the bedroom studio. I hope this sounds great to you. And I hope you guys will go over to the website, go take a look. I'm still working on it. I had something happen with Podbean. Podbean is one of my podcast hosting companies, and somehow my subscription got canceled and they lost it. So I'm working on that. So just give me a minute there. But you guys can go listen Apple, obviously, and Spotify, iHeartRadio. But listen, I got to ask you something, please. Like if you guys could, you know, if you're listening, go into the Apple and, you know, 5 stars, please. I mean, if there was 6, I'd say do 6, but there's only 5. If you could do 5 stars and a little review, it doesn't have to be much, you know, just let people know that I'm here. And let's get some momentum going. There's a lot of people out there that are going to need this. You need this. You don't even know it yet. You don't even realize it yet, but you need this. What you're going to hear here, you need for your life. This is going to literally be your first aid kit for your life. There are things you're doing right now that are detrimental to your life, and you don't even know it. It's like having a pipe in your basement that's about to burst, and I'm going to find it, and I'm going to tell you where it is, and I'm going to tell you how to fix it before it explodes and you lose everything. Remember this, okay? Just remember that. So everybody, please support the show, thebobbykudoshow.com. Send me an email. TheBobbyKudoshow@gmail.com. Send me some questions. If you want to be on the show, if you have a situation in your life that you want to talk about, I'll read it on the show. I'll give you my advice. You can call into the show if you'd like. Let me know. TheBobbyKudoshow@gmail.com. Leave me a message. And as always, all roads lead here.